You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
Kyle.
Knockouts and Three Counts.
Yeah, I decided to hold that one extra long. Yeah, this is Knockouts and Three Counts.
That's what she said.
I couldn't help it. It was a softball.
One of my favorite jokes. This is Knockouts and Three Counts, and we're here with another episode of Podcast Gold. Kyle, how are you doing today, sir?
Not too bad.
All right. Why don't you go ahead and throw your social medias and all that good stuff up there and any announcements you have, sir?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit N-O-K-O-U-T. Make sure you're following our show page, Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast. Make sure you're following the Twitter and Instagram, too. We finally got all that shit fixed. And we'll be tweeting and putting more content out on there, so definitely keep your eyes peeled for that. Shout out to past guests of the show, Cody Stamen, as he goes to war for the UFC this weekend.
Yes, sir.
And if you're in the Hazel Park area, March 15th, another past guest of the show, Miles Jury, coming home, got his House of Shamrocks party for his fight. Come out, show some love. And if you're at NXT this weekend, we're going to be there. Hit us up.
Yes, sir.
Hey, if you're going to House of Shamrocks, try the Megatron Burger. Oh, so good.
Megatron Noted.
Burger. Really?
Shamrock Burger is also great. But
oh, my goodness. That sounds so good.
Randy, what's on the Megatron Burger?
I don't remember, but it's delicious.
Does
it's
it have weed on it since we burgers. Know he just signed for a dispensary?
I don't know. Wait, no, it doesn't.
So we're supposed to put that information out there? Wait a minute. Hold on. That's kind of rude. You didn't know he wanted that out there.
It was on Channel 7 News, so I would assume he did.
Oh. Is there bacon on the Megatron Burger?
I'm looking. I think so.
All right, we'll let Randy look that up. Until then, I'm Devin. You can find me on Twitter at Devin63. That's D-E-V-I-N-T-H-E-6-3. You can find me on Instagram at All Steak No Sizzle. That's one word. Make sure you check out the Reality Era News page on Facebook where we talk wrestling. What's the hot topic right now?
A half-pound Angus burger patty, smoked bacon, fried egg, Swiss cheese, American cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, pickle, mayo, mustard, and ketchup on a grilled sesame seed bun.
Holy shit.
You had me
it's amazing.
You had me at Angus and bacon.
I used to live walking distance of House of Shamrocks, and yes. I would eat these burgers often. The Shamrock burger is also good. It's a half-pound burger with corned beef, coleslaw, Thousand Island dressing. Swiss cheese, grilled onions.
Jiminy Cricket, do you not know I'm on a diet, sir?
Fuck. This dude over here getting all the ingredients.
we'll introduce that voice in 1 second. But, Reality Era News, make sure you check out the group where we talk wrestling. Hey, I'm, like, seriously considering going to, like, Ohio for, like, next weekend.
I'm going. Let's go.
But I'm thinking about going for, like, the whole weekend. We'll talk off the air. But, yeah, if you're going to be at Fastlane, hit me up. If you're going to be at NXT this weekend, make sure you hit us up. Is that it? Any more announcements?
That I can think of, no.
Okay. Well, Kyle, why don't you introduce our guest, sir?
So, on the show with us tonight, we got a guy that's probably known me since I was allowed to drive a car.
probably but, before.
actually, it was because I didn't get my license till 17.
Oh,
I was still getting rides to and from the gym. he was actually the first guy I sparred with when I switched over from straight boxing to jiu-jitsu and MMA, all that good stuff. But he's fought for Bellator, Bama. He's fought Takanori Gomi. Bunch of big names, and he's getting ready March 9th, Causeway Bay Hotel for TWC to fight Chaos Williams. We've got Tony Hervey on with us. How you doing, brother?
What's happening? Kyle, I appreciate the introduction. Jiminy Cricket, man.
See,
I've known this guy forever.
I know, right? Fuck.
You know, blast from the past.
Fuck, it's been, what, 11 years?
At least. Shit, I was fighting it while he was, like, still kind of getting started. Even driving.
So you want to ask the first question? Should I start? Because all these questions are going to be about you.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
He can probably tell you all the stories about what happened in the gym from, like, my perspective that I was never even there. I don't even remember anything, but, you know.
Oh, shit. Oh, who the fuck's calling in?
It's Tony Thunder.
Oh, shit. Tony Thunder.
Thunder.
Is this Tony motherfucking Thunder?
You're goddamn right. It's Tony motherfucking Thunder.
What's up, Tony?
What's going on?
We were just getting into the intro for our guest, brother, hey, man.
Go ahead and throw your
socials out.
Throw your social medias and all your announcements out there, sir.
Oh, man.
All right. My social medias. About that. I'm Tony Thunder. Find me. Google that shit.
Thunder.
I mean, like, if I say go on Instagram, type in at Tony_, like, just fucking Google me.
Damn, he's Google like me, so bitch. Raw. That was savage as fuck. Fucking Google me.
I mean, not like that, motherfucker. Oh, man. If you want to add me, I'm sure you know how. Tony, yeah.
That's what's up. All
right, you got any announcements real quick, man?
Not really.
No shows coming up?
Actually, yeah, this weekend I got NOW, Toledo, Ohio. I'm going up there to kick somebody in the face. I don't know who yet, but somebody getting kicked in the face.
Okay. Shit, I might join
and,
you.
yeah, man. You know, shout out to Randy.
I've got your image up on screen already.
Randy's serious right now, man. So serious.
So, as we were saying, Tony, you know, I've known you for how long? And the first question I got for you is, you mentioned heading into this fight with Chaos Williams, up and coming prospect here out of Michigan, you know, that it was kind of going to be one of your fights on your way out. Tell me your thoughts on this fight, why you took this fight, and your thoughts on the fight as a whole.
First and foremost, I'm going to be honest and very raw.
Kyle,
anybody
put the snacks down.
Ever, ever discredit me and ever think that I'm just going to go lay down and walk into some, you know, hopeful up-and-comer and get my ass whooped, you done lost your fucking mind.
Okay, here we
go.
Right off a rip.
Right off rip. I don't even know what the hell you guys thought. You know, there are some names that I'm going to drop afterwards, but I'm no bitch. And you guys know this flat out. I've never walked into a fight and just said, here, take my ass. Okay? So I'm going to be completely up front. I'm coming in there to fight. I'm not going down. I'm not laying down. I'm not going to sit here and act like a dude that hasn't even had 10 fucking fights is just going to sit here and just maul me over. I don't know anybody that is on my fucking record that has ever done that. Every single person has at least had to go the distance. And therefore, you know my fucking name. My name is Lionheart for a fucking reason. I didn't come in here to be nobody's bitch. Okay, so I'm not going out like a bitch anyway. If I'm going to get my ass beat, you better come and fucking try it. End of story. I came from Detroit, born and raised. Okay, I've had my ass whooped from my mother, man. My mother whooped my ass, all right? That's the only motherfucker on the face of this planet that could whoop my ass, period. And you thinking Chaos Williams is going to be that man that's got the fucking ticket that can actually take me out?
Wait, just clarify, your mother is a motherfucker?
My mother is a motherfucker. All right? Yeah. Get that shit right. That shit's raw. My mother don't play, man. But on some real, man, look, I came in this game with an idea, with a plan. And, you know, most people, like, guard their record. They basically walk into this game trying to pad it, trying to fight anybody that they know they can beat. I didn't know if I was going to beat half these damn people. I didn't know. But see, none of you guys know that I got over 200 fights. Nobody knows that shit, that I've knocked out damn near majority of every single fucking person that I ever came across. Okay? I walked in trying to get the experience that nobody, I'm telling you, like all these little amateurs that are trying to up and come, some of these pros haven't even had half the damn fights that I had. But see, I don't really go out trying to glorify myself, trying to talk about everything that I've done, because theoretically, when you walk in front of me, you're just another name, another victim, another fucking person, and I'm going to do my best.
So we just went in on you giving on all that stuff with the fight, man. Tell some of these people a little bit of a background on some of the names you fought. You fought Takanori Gomi. You fought for Bellator.
Drop
you fought
names. Bama.
I mean,
the proof's in the pudding. But let's just start with like Victor Valenzuela. All right, let's start with him. He was like my second pro title fight, 2009. I whooped this dude's ass for two rounds. Two rounds. He didn't even make it to the third round, okay? And then we're talking about, like, right after that, I won my first King of the Cage World Championship. Then we're going right into Takanori Gomi, going five rounds, Vale Tudo in Japan. First 15 seconds, I'm already sweating, thinking that I'm never going to fucking fight again. This guy has already got me in a rear naked choke. I'm already worried. You know what I'm saying? I'm already worried. You can see it on the video. I'm already worried. Thinking that I'm basically going to get beat in 15 seconds in the first round. But you know, I took this dude 5 rounds, snapped his ribs, broke his ribs, man. But you know what? Takanori Gomi taught me everything I needed to know about this sport, flat out. I fought this dude tooth and nail as hard as I possibly could. I didn't win. But you know what? Who counts wins and losses? Only the statistics. But when you fight, you actually get to know who you're fighting. You're going to come out bruised, battered. I don't give a fuck if Chaos even thinks he's going to win. I don't give a fuck if he thinks that he's just going to walk in and just KO me. Sorry, I'm no bitch, and I'm not ponying up like that. All right? So everybody that this dude's already walked through, they don't even have 10 fights. They don't have, like, they don't have an extensive record. They're just wannabe pros that do MMA for the hoes. That's it.
Dude, get bodied.
I'm telling you, when I go through, I'm actually coming through to actually murk you. There is no hesitation.
Like Quay lose.
There is no bullshitting with me, man. The only seriousness is two men that are actually fighting for something. I've been to war so many fucking times that I can't even count them anymore. I know I've been over 200. And let's just start with Takanori Gomi. He told me flat out, looked me dead in the face and said, I'm going to knock you out. And he was the knockout king back then. All right?
Fireball kid.
He was knocking people out left and right. I looked him dead in the face at the press conference. Excuse me. And I flat out told him, I said, I'm fucking you up. You ever fucking doubt me, I'm whooping your ass worse than your mom could. Period. Your daddy couldn't even do it.
So
fired up. Sorry.
So let me just point something out. So when I walked in today,
this wasn't the Tony you thought you were getting.
We were in the lobby just hanging out, talking. We talked about Deadpool, man. We talked about Kyle, you know, being a little kid at the gym. I'm thinking, all right, it's going to be a night. I was not expecting this, man.
Yo, I sit on the seat, man. I don't even talk. I really don't talk shit. I don't even say nothing to nobody. I keep to myself. I train by myself. I train with my kids and my protege. I really honestly keep to myself.
Like, so, okay. Let's bring it back a little bit.
Fat.
So, did Chaos say something to you or about you that got you fired up? Or are you just fired up in general, man?
Oh, man. All right, let's just be real. Matt Fendo, let's start with you, man. I'm going to start with you. Actually, I was going to wait. Uh-oh. I was going to wait. But see, your punk ass said some shit that you shouldn't have said. And you called me. You used to call me and actually say, hey, I want you on my card. But you know what? You fucked up. You don't leave stupid comments. So when I walk in and I fight Chaos, I'm supposed to be scared. I'm supposed to be like, hey, this guy is like top guy in Michigan or something, right? Guess what? He's a man. He bleeds like a man. He's a human being. I'm a human being. I bleed like a man. But you know what? I'm more than a man. And when I get in front of him, I'm going to fight him just like a man, face to face. I don't give a fuck if I win or lose. But you don't sit here and tell me that I'm going to get KO'd, man. Who on my fucking record have you ever seen KO me? Flat out.
He's got a point.
Who has knocked me out in the first round? And I'm going to just be honest. I mean, there's only one man that I probably will never, ever be able to redeem myself from. And when I fought in Japan, I dropped down to 140 pounds. Nobody knows the story. But, you know, I couldn't even stomach food, water for 24 hours. I dropped down far beyond my actual natural body weight can actually tolerate. I was vomiting, throwing up the food. Every time I tried to eat, I threw it up. 2 hours before I was able to actually supposed to go out to fight, I ate an orange and drank water. That was it. I was so sick walking into that fight, I shouldn't have been there. But, you know, I lost that, and I got a TKO for the first time ever in my life. Not even in amateurs did anybody beat my ass like that. Okay? And, I mean, these are stories that, like, nobody knows anything about. The only person that actually knows that was Ben Lagman. He was there. He seen that shit. Shingo. They were there. They watched me, man. And they seen exactly what I went through that day. And I couldn't stomach anything. I shouldn't have been fighting.
Man. Wait, so Did Chaos say something to you, though?
Oh, no. Since we're going back to that, I'm pretty sure they have. But see, like, I guess another strike to the chord is this. See, I found out, and I'm name dropping. I'm dropping dimes. I don't give a fuck. Whoever wants to come see me, come see me. We could talk. But James Lee actually is supposed to be training my guy. So I've already had this against me once where I had former trainers train my opponent against me. And, you know, after once bitten, twice shy, that type of deal, I learned very quickly after Bellator, I don't give a fuck if you are my trainer, former trainer, ex-girlfriend, I don't care. Go ahead. Train them. Let them know all the trades and the secrets. Please. Because I'm still coming out there to kill him.
So I'm guessing James is a former trainer?
Former trainer.
And he's training your opponent?
And he's training my opponent.
Tell us, Kyle, what the fuck did you do to get your ass? Like, damn, bro.
Hey, Tony Thunder.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's
me. I got to clarify. So, yeah, once again, man, I walked in here, man. Tony was just cool. We were sitting there talking about Deadpool, man. I was not expecting this, man. But, hey, this man's fired up, man. So Mr. Thunder, you
got... Kyle, your ass is crass, and he going to smoke it twice to get high.
Oh, my gosh. No rolls.
Mr. Thunder.
Kyle, a.k.a. Chaos.
Well, he's not here.
Bro, what did you do?
Yo, Chaos just signed up.
Chaos didn't come in.
No, Chaos isn't here.
No. They wouldn't do that. I mean, if they put him in front of me, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm going to be up front, be very political, but the proof's in the pudding. Dude's got under 10 fights. And, I mean, he's going to come in. I expect this dude to come out and be sharp, be ready, be hungry. Okay? He's got everything to prove. Me, on the other hand, I'm on my way out. So think about it. If you only had 24 hours to live, what the fuck are you going to do? Trail me. Because, therefore, I'm coming in, and I'm going at full assault.
Oh, like I said, if I had 24 hours to live, just think, what would you do? Who would you screw?
Right?
Who would you want to notify? Damn. With your ass now that your ass is about to die.
Old school.
Man. Mace ain't been the same since.
24 left until my death. I'm going to waste a lot of, I'm sorry.
Yo, I got nothing against Chaos, man, but I'm going to be honest. Chaos thinks that he's just going to walk in just like all the other damn people that said, hey, I'm going to knock Tony Hervey out. Okay? Go ahead. Please, if you got the fucking courage and all that to punch my ticket, knock me the fuck out and shut me the fuck up. Period. I'm ready for it.
Hey, I'm kicking Drake out. Drake.
Chaos.
Chaos.
So Mr. Thunder, you got a question for our guest, man?
Oh man. I'm not prepared, fellas, but I will ask a question in general.
Okay.
Right? Knowing that you've been doing this for a while, you got your record, you dropping names. Is there anybody in particular whose name you wanted to drop just to show people who you are, or are you just like just going with the flow to knock this dude out? Do you feel like you got something to prove?
I've proven everything I honestly possibly could. I mean, when I stepped into this game, man, it was more so to build something, you know, and a lot of people say, hey, I'm going to go to UFC. Me, on the other hand, I honestly went south of that. I had opportunities to get in the UFC. I had roughly about three different occasions that I could have been an Ultimate Fighter. Okay. And when the time that I denied the opportunity, they took Crookshank and they took Miles Jury. Those two went on that particular season. They both got knocked out the first round. Okay. And so me, on the other hand, I went south of that. I went Turkey. I went to Istanbul. I went to Amsterdam. I fought in K1. I fought in Showtime Boxing. Okay? These are things that nobody even really knows about my background.
I was going to say, I didn't even know about the Showtime fight. Tell me about that. How did you get hooked up fighting for Showtime Boxing?
I fought in, what's it? It was Hanna, California, I want to say. And this was maybe about 2012 when I fought there. And I fought their, I guess, their number one up-and-comer guy. And when I fought him, you know, the strangest thing happened. Like, because, like, when they were doing MMA versus boxing, it wasn't even super glorified the way that they talk about it now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Conor McGregor fought Mayweather, that was, like, super, like, the NFL or Super Bowl or whatever. But when I did it, it was like, you got, like, the cheerleading squad. That's about it. All right, great. So I fought out there, and I can't tell you, I think his name was Calvin. That was the only name I remember at the time. And when we fought out there, I went four rounds with this dude. And when, let's just say, let me just speed this up a little bit. Antonio Tarver and Freddie Roach were in my dressing room, just hanging out, you know. And wow. What opportunity do you ever have to actually just sit there and just engage and say, hey, how
that's
you
Freddie
doing?
Roach, yeah.
Yeah, Freddie Roach, right? And he walks in and he's just shaking hands and talking to me. And he looked at me and how I was preparing. I was like, wow. For the first time, I'm actually got an opportunity to just kind of see and get critiqued. And he's just kind of looking over me and just kind of watching. And I'm just like, wow, this is amazing, right? So speeding it up a little bit, I get into the fight. We actually go to the fight. And I remember in the first round, I mean, we're just kind of dancing at first. But I hit this dude so hard, he was knocked out standing up. And I remember not being able to finish it. And I remember he was just, I couldn't tell if he was knocked out because his hands dropped and he was just walking like a zombie for a split second. And all I heard in the background, like the whole crowd went silent. I heard his mom from the back of the corner say, baby, don't go down. right there. It was like he snapped back and it was like a demon just kind of possessed him. That dude hit me maybe a couple different times. He hit my hands and all of a sudden the ref goes, boom, the fight's over. And I looked around and I said, what do you mean the fight's over? Nobody even, like, I can't get the videotape. I can't get nothing. I don't have anything to show this because I couldn't argue it. So when the referee goes, it's over, he goes, you took too many hits. I said, where? So I had my hands up. My guard was up. Now, what I realized is that boxing, and some people are going to argue with me about this, but boxers, some of these boxers are pillow fighters, man. They hit like pop, 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 and pepper you up real quick, but they may not break anything, but they say because of the head trauma and all that stuff, you took too many hits. The fight's over.
So you weren't knocked out. You weren't.
Not
didn't
even
go down
dazed.
At all.
Didn't even take a knee. And I was like, where's my standing eight count? Where's any of this? He goes, no. It's just no fight. So I assumed after that, that's their number one guy. That's the one that they wanted in the show. And I was supposed to come in and get beat up. And that's what happened. I lost this fight.
So the boxing guy was supposed to whip them MMA's guy's ass, and that was supposed to be it.
Yeah. And it, I mean, I can't even show proof because I've been looking and I waited. If you Google it and look it up and say Antonio inside Showtime Boxing, you can't find it. But but if you look up my my boxing record, he's there. But you can't find the fight. Why? So I question that. But at the same time, I learned a little something. That was my last bit for the boxing spiel, and I was just like, you know what? It's too many politics. I'm going back to MMA. Went to MMA. Man, from everywhere that I've gone so far, I mean, I've been tested. But I'm going to say, honestly, Gomi taught me everything I needed to know about this sport. That dude had the toughest chin, the hardest chin I've ever hit in my life. Everybody else since then doesn't compare.
So, okay. I've got so many questions now. I kind of want to let you just go, but.
Did you steal your nickname from Chris Jericho?
Oh, man. You know, we'll talk about that.
We definitely got to get into you watching wrestling, because I know you did some degree.
Man,
oh, yeah.
How much time we got left, Randy?
30 minutes.
30? Wow. Okay.
We got a half hour.
It's like a whole half hour.
Man. And the proof is in the Quaaludes. That's what
oh my goodness, you guys.
Okay, so let's bring it back. Let's start from the beginning.
Hit me.
How did you get into MMA?
In the beginning, there was the word, and that word was God.
Oh my God! not that far.
The heavens and the earth.
Not that far back. Not that far back. How did you get into MMA? And where did you get, what gym did you start off at? Let's talk about the beginning, because like you said, you're coming close to the end of your career. Let's talk about the beginning. How did you get started in this? Where did you start? Let's go from there.
Okay, so let me just like wrap this all in a bubble real quick.
Okay,
15 years. Okay, 15. Now, mind you, in between all that time, I went to the Army, and okay. I served. I also trained other fighters. I also trained some like hopeful cadets and things of that nature. Military.
Wait,
personnel.
So did you go through? Hey, what is it called? The program in the Army where they wrestle.
Basic.
No, the wrestling program in the Army.
Army combatives.
No.
Okay. Okay.
I didn't do that.
Okay.
Way back then, Hoist Gracie was there to train most of us, and
really?
Especially in the infantry unit that I was in at the time. Hoist Gracie was.
You trained with Hoist Gracie?
Not personally. No.
Okay. Okay.
Not personally, but he was the one that came there and trained our unit.
Okay.
So I didn't say, "Hey, how you doing, Hoist?" No, it wasn't like that.
Okay.
So it was one of those like they had disclosed people that only went there at the time, and Hoist came in and he trained this particular infantry unit.
Okay.
So,
I don't know if y'all know or not. If anybody looking at the Facebook Live, but we got a couple questions from fans.
Hit me.
Jen Dev asked, where was your favorite place to fight?
Japan, hands down. Hands down, Japan.
Did you get the whole pageantry, the fireworks, and all that stuff in Japan?
Oh, man, they had the lion dance in there. They had, like, that full-out ensemble. They were dancing with, like, the costumes and everything. But then again, I went to China. They also did the same thing, and they had the Shaolin out there. I mean,
wow. Yeah, we had Sheena Starr on the show, and she was talking to us about fighting in Japan, and she said she just loved it over there. That pageantry is probably like the closest thing to like getting a combination of WWE and UFC over there in Japan, probably.
Man. Yeah, but they're not even giving you enough.
Guys, speaking of past guests and things like that, you guys can just wait 3 seconds. Hold on, 1 second. Like, just give me 1 second. Everybody just hold the phone. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Feeling it.
Yeah, that was Amanda Bobby Cooper. We don't have time for her tonight. Unfortunately.
Wait, is that ABC?
Bobby? No.
Okay.
We'll tell you.
I'll fill you in on
we'll
the
you
why
story
and
the
show.
Where
that comes from.
Fair enough.
Wait, we
fair
got enough. Any got any more Facebook questions?
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
No, Jen Dib was the only one who asked one so far.
Okay.
Shout out to Jen. Thank you for watching us live.
Shout out to
thank
Jen.
You.
Shout out.
March 9th.
So, you were saying the beginning of your career.
Okay. So, there's many people that I got to thank leading up to this. So, I'm going to go through a timeline real quick. I'm not even going to drop dates because you guys are going to have to fill in the gaps yourself. Okay.
Okay.
So, we're going to say that I started around 2006. All right. In 2006, I worked at Powerhouse Gym. And originally, Powerhouse Gym off of Grossbeck. Or crash it, excuse me.
Okay.
And I was just like one of the maintenance guys at the time. And I used to just, let's just say theoretically, all I did was just wash like fans, ceiling fans and stuff like that. I used to clean the weights and stuff like that. You know, everybody has that backstory that they worked at a really crappy job. So, but Powerhouse Gym was the place that I used to live in. And at this particular time, and forgive me for name dropping, but you guys are like family to me and I still love you. So I don't care what you say. If you want something to do about it, buy me pizza or something. but I started off with East Side Combat Club. That was Brendan Seguin. That was Brandon Gallo at the time. Voisin was there at the time. Jimmy, Bill, Marie. These were the people that I grew up with that I kind of like. You're talking to a guy that was like, I was 17, 18 years old at the time, and I was walking in, but they didn't know that. I used to work there, and I just watched them for a couple weeks, and I was fresh out of high school, like wrestling all 4 years and everything like that. Wrestled a little bit in college and Central, by the way, CMU. Awesome. I'm just saying we are the best wrestlers out there. Just saying.
Fire up chips.
So, but anywho, And so working out at the gym, I just happened to walk in one day. It's just, you know, you kind of figure out, what do I want to do after high school? Don't really know. And then they're just there, and I walked in just this one day. There's this door of opportunity I walked through. And I said, hey, do you guys need a lightweight? And it was just that simple. And when I walked in, they were like, sure, yeah. Guess what? Brandon Gallo put me in my first rear naked choke and choked me out. So I sat back and I'm like, okay, this is what it's doing. Then Jimmy
came in.
Shout out
to Gallo.
Gallo, yes. My break dancing partner, by the way. So then I go out there and like we did some things. We trained. They beat me up for a while. But I was able to scrap a little bit, hold my own a little bit because I was wrestling back then. I didn't really know how to throw hands. I didn't really know what my hands could do. So
you had a great start, but you didn't know everything that you need to know.
100%.
Gotcha.
So I wrestled with them for a while. Then we kind of, I don't know what happened to kind of like incubate this. Like it just kind of happened to a point where we were like, okay, we're going to go fight. And I'm like, okay, I'm in. And then we just kind of joined together. Then all of a sudden, we're over at Tracy's Kempo. Then Tracy's Kempo off of Heidenreich. And I'm training over there with Brendan Seguin, and then Brandon Gallo, and then Vance Swerden. And we're all training together. Vance is a monster. Don't let anybody fool you, all right? He might be a referee now, but he is a monster, all right? So...
Wait, what'd you say, Kyle?
We've got a question for you, Tony, from Chucky Mady. He said, how's your training camp going from this fight?
Oh, you're cute. Chucky Mady, don't let them fool you either. They're Canadian, and they are tough, all right? I train with them every so often whenever I can get over there. They're like my Kyokushin family. Mm-hmm. Same lineage as my sensei and my Anshi over there, Albert Mady. These guys are technically sound. All right. They're super tough. So if you think that you're just going to walk in and just like experience like some mediocre training, ain't going to happen. All right.
Wait. So let me ask a quick question. I don't know.
Oh, I just want to give a shout out. I just want to give a shout out to Canada. Shout out to Canada.
You ain't
Canada. Canada.
Yeah. Go and drive yourself 2 kilometers to get you a bag of milk.
They got a bag of beer, by the way.
A bag of beer. I think I got to try that.
Oh, but, they just told me that, though, by the way.
Wait, but actually, that was my question, though. Have you trained with Ronda Marcos?
The name, no.
Okay.
I probably have and came across them, honestly.
Well, her. Like
her.
Redhead.
The redhead from the UFC.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Anybody from the UFC, maybe Miles, maybe Darren, but...
Cody, maybe.
No, I haven't even come across Cody.
Really?
You have to... don't be offended, if anything, of Cody, if you ever heard this or listened to it. It is nothing against you. You just weren't there at the time.
Okay. Well, Cody's fighting this weekend. Shout out to Cody.
Good luck.
Bam. Kyle?
So, now that we've gotten...
Wait, let's get into some Kyle stories
Holy
real quick.
Jesus Christ.
Let's get into some Kyle stories.
What the fuck is this? Let's bake
on
me now?
His mom was at every practice. His mom was at every practice. His dad showed up sometimes, and I remember that.
Fuck my dad.
But
whoa!
Hey, no Luke.
Tony knows why I said
but
that.
Still,
we can talk about that. You know,
but his mom was at every practice, and like we took it easy. We didn't beat him up because she asked us nicely and said, hey, don't hurt my
that
son.
That is not what like, the fuck. Okay. That is not what the fuck my mom said. I know that's
wait,
a lie.
Wait. I've met your mom.
I know, he knows that's a lie.
Wait, no. I've met your mom, and one of two things. Either one... She said, beat the fuck out of him, and that's what happened. Or two, she told him not to beat the fuck out of him, and he was afraid.
But she knew that there were monsters in the camp, so she was like, my son's still growing up. Don't hurt him.
Fuck that shit.
And I'm assuming that you were really, really afraid.
We knew better.
Hey, Kyle, your mother scares me. I just want you to know that.
And I know better than a trainer.
Dude, my mom's one of the coolest people you'll ever meet.
True, but I will not crush your mother. Let's put it like that.
She wanted him to neither learn will I. The right way. That's all. She wanted him to learn the right way.
Right. Hey, that's but all. At least Tony can attest to the fact I knew how to throw my hands when I came in there.
He was still learning. That's
wait,
all.
So Kyle said that you were his first...
Yes,
it's the truth. Yes, the first night I came in there.
Yes, it was.
Ring the bell. Kyle used to fight everybody.
Right. Tony can attest to the fact I was never afraid to fight anybody.
No, he actually would go in. He would actually go ham on people. And actually, some people would think that just because he was a little bit shorter than everybody, he wasn't really super filled with muscles that he is nowadays because he grew up a lot. But he could actually throw back.
Starring in Jerry Maguire.
Oh yeah, they did. I stopped the whole plane. For...
That's where it started. You know, picking on him for being in Jerry Maguire, and then
that and Christmas Story.
He was like, you know what?
Christmas.
Fuck Jerry Maguire. I ain't showing you no money. And then he wanted to get trained.
Yo, he was really good at getting in inside. That's really the point. He was smaller than everybody. He actually put it in. He wasn't worried about getting hit back, and that's really what really made Kyle. Why am I retarded?
I was like, what the fuck? Dumb. You of all people
ought to know my fucking name.
I'm like, dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. Please.
Brentford. All right, so... Yeah, any embarrassing stories about Kyle in the gym?
Well, Tony ruined my 16th birthday party.
Whoa, wait a minute. Hold on. That wasn't me. I don't remember that guy.
It was totally Tony.
See, I get put in these stories that I never even knew I was there.
You did know because we just talked about it before we got on
air. I had tunnel vision back then, and all I seen was like going to go get what I needed to go do and sex.
That's fair.
We got a couple more fan questions, too. I haven't... since the last question, but
okay. So Jen asked, who were some of your influences that got you into fighting?
Influences. Okay, I'm gonna name drop like in a super quick way. All right,
Chris Jericho.
If I had somebody to talk about, let's just really be honest, the Ultimate Warrior is my guy. All right,
really,
Ultimate Warrior is my guy. Face paint. He had the arm straps, tassels, and everything. Man, I'm telling you, when he came out, he was like fire. But on a real note, we have Joseph Benavich, my former sensei, passed away. We have Showtime Dave Lester, my boxing coach,
coach as well.
He was a lot of people's coaches. He was like family to a lot of us. Okay, and that's on a real note. Then we have Dave, I won't drop his last name because he'll probably punch me later on. So I'm going to just say Dave. And he was like my boxing coach, my sensei's training student at the time, mentor. We're going to say Brendan Seguin, Vance Swerden. We're going to say all you guys had a lot of influence. But then there's also promoters out there that's been kind of like on the cusp. They have always looked out for me, Shingo is another name that I'm going to throw out there.
Papa Shingo.
Papa, no, you can't say that. Nuh-uh. Shingo is definitely one of them that's out there. He's been around in King of the Cage for a while. He was a matchmaker. But as far as influences, I really watched a lot of martial artists over the years. And I can say that there has been a lot of influences. I'm not going to go through the whole entire list, but I'm going to tell you that those were the most impactful. Okay.
So not necessarily mixed martial artists, but like martial artists in general.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. There's also one more name that I got to say, and there was Kevin Taylor, who was also he stood with me when at the time I was only 18, and this guy kind of kept me out of trouble, and then there's my breakdancing crew, but you guys don't know nothing about that.
Wait, your wife is watching along with us, brother man.
I was that's the second time you didn't say it breaking, man. So
breaking Beat Street. All right.
So
dude, if you ever saw this guy's entrances to the cage, you would
down,
understand.
Man. Hold on.
Cardboard. I used to tag, man, back then, long time ago, I used to do graffiti. Tag things like walls. I'm talking like murals and stuff like that. I was big into that.
Wow.
Who was your favorite rapper?
Oh, Eminem.
Hold on, wait. Let's allude this back to what I said earlier. If you had to get rid of one rapper out of this group,
oh man,
oh shit, here we go.
Wow, that hurts.
I think I reposted this. Go ahead, name them off. Tony Thunder.
Yeah, Eminem was on there.
Eminem,
J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Drake, Nas, and Jay Z. I believe.
Get the fuck, get Drake's punk ass out that bitch right now. That ain't even in a good top five right now. You just like diluted it.
That wasn't even Devin's answer.
That
he
hurts.
He's going to get rid of Nas.
Not.
Who the hell would fuck
wait,
you?
No. Wait.
Whack.
Wait. I never gave my answer. I was going to wait. But if you want to know what my answer was, and like I said, no one's going to like it, I would get rid of Tupac.
You need to leave this
over
room
Drake?
Right now. We're going to finish the rest of this show
without him. I've never been a Tupac fan.
He's got to get rear naked choked right now.
It was between
Drake, bro.
It was literally between Drake and Tupac, and I listen to more Drake than I do Tupac.
Drake over Tupac, people? Hell no. Are you kidding me?
Look. I'm not saying Drake had a bigger impact or anything like that. It's just I never really listened to Tupac.
Dog, that's like listening to a Wet Nap rap.
Was that?
No offense. That's like listening to a Wet Nap rap.
Yeah, and not to mention Tupac's song is the fucking intro to our show.
Right?
Shit,
he's got legacy songs.
I didn't choose that. Originally our intro was Mobb Deep, so let's go there.
Okay, we can go Mobb Deep. Okay, you can put that, but
rest in peace, Prodigy.
Since we're on the topic of rappers, let's transition back into this a little bit because I got a question. Out of all the rappers in the game, dead or alive, who do y'all think had them hands?
Ooh.
That's a very good question.
That's a good Tretch from Naughty by Nature.
Okay.
I got to think about this. Hold on.
Yeah, I got to think about that. Tony, do you got a name in mind?
I got another one, but I already said one.
I
think Busta Rhymes will fuck somebody up.
Hell no. That dude slipped on his own damn head nod. I'll give it to 50 Cent over that shit.
Wait. I got another one, and he's proven that he's got hands.
What's that?
LL Cool J.
Fuck that. I'll go with Roy Jones, even if he has a whack record. Huh. Roy Jones, I'll go with him, even if he has a whack record. Whack. Roy Jones has never been beat or something like that.
Roy Jones rap?
Can't be touched. Yes.
Can't be touched. Bingo. That's it.
That doesn't.
Roy Jones.
That doesn't.
Hey, dude.
Put LL over him.
Ask Tony. Tony can attest to this. When I first, by the time I came over there with you guys, in every fucking gym in America, somebody was playing fucking Roy Jones.
Thank you.
We all had that shit on.
We can't. No. His profession is a boxer. He just happened to
rap. And he will whoop the shit out of LL all day.
That's like saying Ron Artest was like a rapper.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying his song was seriously played through almost every fucking
song.
Gym you'd go into.
Every gym. Every right. gym.
But shit, that and KDZ.
I don't even listen to that trash. I'm just
But so we've went through rappers. You mentioned that Ultimate Warrior is your favorite. Are there any wrestling memories you have? Did you grow up watching it? Do you still watch any of it, if any at all?
I kind of watch it. Jake the Snake was one of them. He was like one of my people. I used to follow.
You just met Jake the other day.
I was showing him the picture.
Jake was actually at my fight with George Brito in Sarnia. And I can't tell you the 100% like what date that was, like what year that was. But Jake the Snake was up in the stands and he looked at me and he goes, "Why the hell didn't you use both hands? You only hit him once with one hand and you kept on hitting him like over and over and over and over with just one hand." But he was like, "That was really cool though."
Well, it was like, that was my, "Why did you only hit him with one hand over and over again? You should have hit him with the DDT." Shortfall, bad landing. Oh, yeah. Just ask Ricky Steamboat. Oh,
I don't think he pillow talked me just like that. But
no, that's how he talks in general.
Like, legitimately, still sounds like that when you meet him in person.
All right, wait. Since we did a flip side of rappers who y'all think got hands, what wrestlers do y'all think got bars?
That's stupid.
Leo Rush.
Oh, man. I don't know. That's crazy.
It's a stupid one, even though the shit's corny, dude. But fucking don't. No, I wasn't gonna go Cena. I was gonna go Truth.
I was gonna go with Booker T, just because flatline that.
Leo Rush.
No, Big Bad, you got it all.
Ric Flair. That's a. I don't know why the fuck I didn't say that. Batista, you bastard.
I still go with Ultimate Warrior. I don't know.
Ultimate Warrior.
Dude, could you imagine if
you know? Wait, hold on. You're not going to talk about bars without talking about the Macho Man. Wait. Tony, we're not going to talk about bars without talking about Macho.
Yeah. Oh, man. You get me started. I used Hogan. To have that. You guys remember my buddy?
What happened?
They used to have like my buddy.
The wrestling buddies,
yes,
yeah.
Wrestling buddies, yep. Man.
Yeah, man.
Here's my a fact. Here's a yes. fact. You know. No, I don't want to spoil that because if you haven't seen Fighting With My Family, it'll ruin it. But
yeah, don't do that. Please don't do that. I haven't seen it yet.
I won't do it.
That'll be another time.
I won't
time.
Do it. So have you watched any of the most recent stuff? You were telling me a little bit before off air about your thoughts on Ronda Rousey. What are they?
Oh, I have to hear this.
Do I have to say this out loud?
I probably say it worse.
Well, I mean, it can't be worse than the way we started, bro. So
Ronda Rousey is just one of those people that, like, got handed everything, and she is trash.
Wait, okay, rewind. Are we talking about wrestling? Are we talking about MMA? Are we just talking about her in
general? You know what? No, her in general, she might be a nice person.
She is. She smells nice.
I honestly don't care to smell her. I don't care to even stand in the same room with her. But realistically, if I have to watch all her trash talk and if I have to listen to Ronda Rousey even comment on things, she's a fighter that doesn't need to be a fighter, that isn't a fighter, that's not really good at fighting, period. I got to give it to Holly Holmes. Just hats off to that shit, period.
I'm still a fan of Mishka, just for the record.
You only like her because of her butt. I'm just saying, I mean, she has a nice butt.
I never really noticed that she had a butt like that, just to be real.
She did a whole nude spread for Sports Illustrated, if I'm not mistaken.
Or ESPN. Or
she's definitely got an ass, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I ain't even seen that.
See, you got to Google that
if you want to watch a great, if you want to watch a great video, watch, type in, like, Misha Tate, Vegas police officer, and you'll see a great video.
Wow. I feel like since Tony has said that he kind of watches it a little bit, you said that your son watches some NXT stuff. Have you watched any of it?
Yellow ropes forever.
All I gotta say is just my son likes Kalisto. All right, those are that's his people.
That's kind of an off the beat pick.
I'm jumping over the border.
Look, if I send you some
my
shit
mom
to watch,
Kalisto and say, "Is this Rey Mysterio?" No. every mass wrestler is not Rey Mysterio, people.
Thank you.
Or Ultimo Dragon.
Right.
Just wanted to put
Ultimo
that out.
Ultimo Dragon is the shit, though.
Yes, oh, sir. Now that I think about it, because you just pricked it in my head. Sam Adonis, Wednesday, he's going to be wrestling Pentagon and Phoenix in Pittsburgh. He just unmasked Ultimo Dragon again. You just mentioned him. That's what I thought.
Oh, that's real?
Yeah.
That happened?
Yeah. He's done it like 3 or 4 times now.
That kind of hurts. That hurts the legacy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We'll ask Movado. Same thing happened to him.
That was fucked up.
Yeah, we'll talk about that another time. But we're running short on time, so I feel like we should give you... Tony?
We short on time. I'm about to get out of here early because I'm about to hop into work. So, Tony Thunder everywhere. Shout out to Tony Hurley for being on the show. Shout out to my knee. Shout out to Jen Deb for asking questions on live. Kick you in the dick. Fuck your couch. Fuck you, Kyle. Ring the bell.
I love how... Why do you always go right for my shit? Why?
All
right,
man. Peace.
Peace. Nice meeting you, Tom.
Why do you always got to go for my shit? Why can't
he's
my
kicking
shit?
Kicking in the dick, though. That's the one that stuck out.
That's my finishing move.
Ouch.
Wait, has he always been saying that?
No, I got it from Fabio, but okay. But okay. I just made it my own.
Kick in the dick. Bye.
Hey, it's the one move that works.
Fine.
It's the one move that works.
All right, but we're running short on time, so I feel like I should give you the floor to speak to your opponent. Get anything off your chest that you need to get off of.
I think I kind of already started off with that. I led off with that. Right. How much time?
Just tell. You got about 9 minutes left.
9 minutes. I'm not going to kill it in 9 minutes. I could do it in
probably
one
about
minute.
Five.
I could do it in 1 minute. I'm going to be honest. Like, there are too many people I want to thank, and I just want to start with that. I'm going to lead out with that because I really appreciate everything that I have learned over the years, and I've taken everything that I have learned. I've applied it. I got this thing that I used to teach the kids a long time ago. I shouldn't say a long time ago, but it's probably been about a year or two. But it's called the Hero's Creed. And so I'm going to just go through my Hero's Creed real quick because a lot of my kids, they actually remember it. For some people that didn't know that I teach kids and things of that nature, I really want them to understand the art that they learn and not use it in any type of malice or anything like that. I don't want people hurt. But the Hero's Creed is like with discipline, respect, motivation, and a positive attitude, and lots of practice. I can master any task and conquer any challenge. I believe in myself to learn, to not give up, and to keep on trying. I'm not afraid to fail. I will not misuse the studies of my art. And that's my Hero's Creed. So
I like that. I like that.
With a lot of what I've learned over the years from every single person and every single teacher that I've had, I honestly can't thank you enough because I wouldn't be who I am. I wouldn't have the same type of ambition, the same type of determination that you've bestowed upon me and given me the teachings, the findings. to even pave my own way. Because after my sensei and after my boxing coach passed away, I mean, I really honestly went through a life reinvention. Crisis. Yeah, I went through a crisis. Yeah. And that's the best way to put it, because I had to go and learn who I was again. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of these fighters, and here's just a little tidbit, a lot of you fighters are out there looking for somebody to tie your shoes and pick your pants up. But at the end of the day, you realize that you are your own man or woman, and you have to pick up your own pants. You have to put your own belt on. You have to tie your own shoes. And then you go straight out the door and you go to work or you go to the gym. But at the end of the day, you don't need your coach to tell you how to throw a damn punch or how to kick. You take all their teaching and you apply it. You utilize your own brain power, your own skill, and you work. The only thing that coach needs to give you is water. Period.
Wow.
I teach all my students how to do it without me, because at the end of the day, when I'm not around, you shouldn't be looking for me. You shouldn't be saying, well, if he was there and showing me support. I don't want to hear that. I have a lot of fighters that do that and up-and-comers that are believing that their coach is supposed to tell them every single thing and how to do it, how to apply. And then when they get into the ring and they literally have a brain fart, they're like, why aren't you telling me what to do? Man, I'm sorry.
It's two people in that cage.
Damn well, right.
Three people in that cage.
So when it comes down to it, I'm getting into this fight. I'm going against Chaos. I expect you to be tough. I expect you to want to hit me. I expect you want to hurt me. I expect you to even think that I'm just going to tuck and run. But I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't no bitch. I've never been. Sorry. And I don't expect somebody that has lacking experience to tell me that I'm just going to turn around and duck and get beat. And I mean, I'll be damned if another damn promoter. And you know what? After I come through, I don't give a fuck if I win or lose this fight. To be honest with you, it's still going to be my last fight. I'm going in there like as if I only had 24 hours to live. I'm still going to try to fuck you up as best as I can. And if I fall off the cliff, I fell. That's my point. I'm still a man. And at the end of the day, what's this going to mean to me? I'm not going to see you again. There ain't going to be no rematch. So I'm just going to fuck you up with the best type of a power that I have now. I'm going to apply that straight Lionheart ass whooping that you never fucking thought you were going to get. And anybody that knows me knows better than to cross me or even fucking doubt me, because I'm coming in there and I'm fucking murking you and I'm just going to whoop your ass worse than anybody ever on this fucking earth could possibly do it.
I think that pretty much puts the exclamation mark on it. So, Tony, why don't you tell everybody?
Wait, when is this fight and where is it?
March 9th, Lansing.
Lansing, Causeway Bay Hotel, March 9th. Tickets are already on sale. You need to get your tickets now. If you haven't got your tickets, I'm only selling my tickets until the end of this week. And if you ain't got your tickets, I'm sorry, you're not on the guest list. You better get them at the door.
Man, get your tickets now. Damn.
Let everybody listening know where they can find you at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anything you got.
Lionheart MMA Detroit is my fan page. All you need to know is just Lionheart MMA Detroit. Come and see me. You can hit me up on Messenger. You can hit me up on Facebook. It's all good. That's the best way to get a hold of me. I'll answer you almost damn near immediately. Okay? Hit me up.
I feel like we got to do this again, man.
After this, we're going to probably do this thing called, you know, Lionheart MMA off the mat. And then we'll talk.
Okay. Matt. Mr. Collison?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit NOKOUT. Make sure you're following both our show pages on Twitter and Instagram at KO3CPod, and also our Facebook page, Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast. All the live videos are up there. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. You can find us anywhere you find your fucking podcast. Plain and simple. It's literally everywhere. Everybody that always says, oh, I can't find the show. I missed the show. I see what you guys are doing. Now we've got our own channel on iTunes and all that shit. So now there's no excuses.
That's a beautiful thing.
You can find your own fucking podcast.
He's grown up so much. Look at that.
My little boy's growing up.
We got, you know what? We got to get Don in here. We got to get Tony in here. We got to get Miles in here. Just have a whole Kyle episode, man.
Fuck oh, my God.
When's your birthday? Wow. September? We're doing a Kyle episode in September.
We did that? Oh, my gosh. Oh, that would be phenomenal.
I know.
Dude, Don could talk about when I got arrested, and Miles has got some stories.
I don't know how many stories I can come up with, but I'll figure it out. Hold on. I just need to hear everybody else collaborate.
We've got time. We'll work this one out, man.
We'll come up with something.
But I'm Devin. You can find me on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. You can find me on Instagram at AllSteak No Sizzle. One word. Make sure you check out the Reality Era News page on Facebook. The Reality Era News group on Facebook. We talk wrestling in there. We'll be talking about all kinds of stuff in there.
Also, one more thing. You can catch us also Friday at the Autorama. I'll probably be there when they got the Seth Rollins shit going on. If you guys see me, point it
Seth
out.
Seth Rollins, you'll be there. The man.
We'll be at NXT this Sunday.
Yes, sir.
At Royal Oak Music Theater. I will probably be in Cleveland for Fastlane, so if you're there, make sure you holler at me. Shout out to BCWA for a great show this weekend.
That episode. And look out for March 16th, a kick in the head. It looks like we're going to have a three-peat with last week's guest and the Dread King Logan.
Yes, sir.
Movado's looking to get his revenge after getting his damn mask taken off. Whole bunch of shit going on, man. Be on the lookout. And be on the lookout for maybe Knockouts and Three Counts Presents.
Yep. That BCWA episode will be out soon. Our interview from Great Lakes Comic Con this weekend will be out very, very soon. Shout out to Dr.
Talking
K.
Talking about steroids and MMA and all kinds of shit.
And wrestling.
Oh, my gosh. All that steroids. Good stuff.
Shh. We don't talk about that. So with all that being said, any more announcements? We done? We good?
Fuck your couch. That's an announcement. Right. Yeah. Fuck you, Tony. You're not stealing my shit. And if you do, I'll kick you in the dick.
Wrong, Tony. Not me.
Make sure you hit up Tony to see his fight on March 9th, man. I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Lionheart, MMA Detroit. You can find me on Instagram. Find me on Facebook. Hit me up.
Bam. Until next time, people. Peace.